The public entrance to the to this post office was on Spittle Terrace down there. And that was the public entrance. Now behind that there was a large area which was the sorting office for the postman to sort them into the what have you. And where we come in the side entrance now, that was quite a large open space. There were some cycle racks there where the postman kept their bicycles. There was a small room up for a postman's restroom. And then at the far end, there was another large door which led into the sorting office, which I've already told you that, into the sorting office. And of course the stairs leading up there. That's firstly the ground floor. And of course there's no back, we had no backyard, just a small passageway, isn't there, down the side. And our bathroom was on the first floor. We lived on the top floor. So we cooked. So I go up the stairs to the first floor, and on that floor there was a large storeroom. There was a postmaster's office, and other offices for the various clerks and the messenger boys. They were on that first floor. And then upstairs to the top story, of course, led to our flat and the telephone switchboard. And that's the building.
Could you describe to me what the flats looked like?
Yes, I can. There was a living kitchen at the far end. There was a pantry in the far corner there. There were some cupboards on one wall and cupboards and drawers on another wall. And that was the living, did I mention pantry? There was a pantry. That was a living come kitchen. Then further along the corridor, there was a large lounge, a really big lounge, really big. And beyond that was the bedroom. And then out of the flat onto the roseway side was the telephone exchange. At one time there was just a single switchboard in those days. But when we left, there was about five or six switchboards, and bigger stuff, of course. Because my father was appointed night supervisor, or manager, whatever you call them. And leading from the switchboard place, there was wire, and there was a bell in our bedroom. And if anyone in Gainsborough wanted to use the telephone overnight, my dad had to get out of bed, go to the switchboard, take the call, then come back to bed.